So when Laura Hillenbrand sent a copy of Seabiscuit to Tom Durkin, she inscribed it, "To Tom, the soundtrack to some of the most exciting moments of my life." For decades, Tom Durkin has been calling horse races at Belmont Park and other tracks. He retired from his television work with NBC a few years ago. This year, he'll step down as track announcer, too, at the end of August. So today is his last chance to call a Triple Crown winner. Tom Durkin joins us now from his home. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
How many times have you made the call at Belmont when there was a chance for a horse to win the Triple Crown?
I am 0 for 7 with a scratch. So, you know, if you're going to bet against a Triple Crown, it's probably going to be with me in the booth.
Let's listen to one of your calls. This is the 2010 Kentucky Derby. Wow. Now, it occurred to me when we were doing some preparation on you, like a baseball announcer, all he or she has to do is go when there's a home run. But you have to rattle off 8 or 9 names that might have been unfamiliar to you, just a couple of... I mean, how do you do it?
Well, I have a friend of mine, given to malapropisms, that says I have a pornographic memory. But I neither have a pornographic nor a photographic memory. And I don't have a memory that's particularly even better than anybody else's. It's just that I've been able to do it so much over the years. And, you know, in the beginning it was not easy memorizing the silks and coming up with the names. But now it's pretty much second nature.
You've spoken openly about having performance anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get you to talk about that a little?
Sure. Right now I've been doing hypnosis. Mm-hmm. For the past couple of weeks. I don't always have to do hypnosis, but if there's a kind of a big event coming up, such as this, and I start to feel a little queasy, and I'll just go into hypnosis. Sometimes I even resort to the extremes of exercise, and the hypnosis really does seem to work.
Can I ask you about a couple of calls for which you're famed?
Sure.
There was a horse, I have seen the video, whose name you had a hard time with.
Yakahikavikabola.
That's the one. I wasn't even going to try it. Yeah, it sounds like you can do it now.
Oh, yeah, but during the race, you know, you name a horse Yakahikavikabola, you're going to let it lay there? So I said, the owner wants me to screw up the name? Fine, here we go.
About 6 lengths off the lead, followed by Homeroom Jester, and the trailer is Dola Rola Rola Raka Daka Mola Hola.
Haka Maka Dola Rola Kola Moka Haka Mola Raka Doka. And,
Tom, next time you hear it's post time, are you going to get a little teary-eyed?
You know, a little sentimental about it. But, you know, I mean, I want to retire. I'm looking forward to retiring. So, and I have no second thoughts about it whatsoever. I realize that there's a great passion in my life that's not going to be there anymore. I know that. Mm-hmm. Somehow I'll have to replace that with something. What it is, I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I realize that the hardest part is going to be without that passion that I've had for 43 years for describing these great events.
Tom Durkin, the voice of the Triple Crown. He's retiring in August. This will be his last Belmont Stakes. Good luck to you, okay?
All right, Scott. And when you retire, maybe we'll go out and play golf or something.
All right. Golf, huh? Let's go to the track.